the global echo, which is the adhan. When one adhan finishes, another one starts somewhere in the world. And this continues every day, all the time, where the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is echoing around the world. The adhan is to call people towards salah, towards falah, towards success. It is also a message to people out there that Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There is none worthy of worship but Allah. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. So it's giving people of intellect, of understanding, these messages as well. Do you know, besides calling out the adhan for calling the menfolk towards the masjid for salah, there are other times and occasions wherein it is mustahab, it is recommended to call out the adhan. I'm sure we all know when a baby is born, then adhan is called out in the right ear and iqama in the left ear. If possible, try to call out the adhan 4 times in the right ear of the newborn and 3 times iqama in the left ear, otherwise once and once. It is also mustahab to call out the adhan in the ears of a person who is depressed, a person who is grief-stricken, a person who is suffering from epilepsy, a person who is grumpy or furious. And when there is a severe fight, call out the adhan. When there is an eruption of fire, call out the adhan. If somebody has been affected by jinn, call out the adhan. Adhan chases shaitan away. During the period of an epidemic, call out the adhan. If somebody gets lost in the woods, the forest, the jungle, and there's nobody to guide them, call out the adhan. And also, after burying a deceased body, a dead body, call out the adhan as well. These are times and occasions wherein it is recommended and mustahab to call out the adhan. Even for these adhans, we should reply to them. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.